Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So great to be here with you guys on a hump day edition of the show. Rolling on until 7 p.m. this evening. So much to get to, so little time. Here's how you can be a part of it. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well at ESPN Upstate, where if you follow us, we'll give you a shout out here on the show. At Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can get in touch with us here on the most interactive sports radio show here in the upstate of South Carolina. You guys ready? You guys ready to do this? Joining us for his weekly segment right now, he is a Heisman Trophy voter. You can hear him on First Coast News. Normally, we have him on Friday at 4, but today we're moving it up just a couple of days, and we're always grateful to be joined by our buddy Brent Beard here on the show. Good afternoon, pal. What's the good word?
Well, now, I have to deal with enough of these women when I'm on your show.
Here we go again.
Now, if we've got this Ryan Express thing that's going on, I've already got two or three texts that say, how can I reserve space on the Ryan Express?
I've got to say something to you here, Brennan. You noticed like I'm trying to like interrupt you while you're doing that. My producer does nothing, not literally not one thing that makes me uncomfortable.
My name is Lonzo.
Okay. When you do that every single week, I blush like a son of a gun. When you do this every single week, I can't handle it, man. I just can't handle it. First of all, if one woman ever fawned over me the way that you suggest all women do, that would be the first, and that would be a miracle, sir. But yeah, I appreciate you.
Yes. And I'm just, listen, I'm looking after you, but the problem is, if this stuff keeps up, I'm going to have to hire a secretary or maybe one of them to take care of these calls and texts. So anyway, the main thing is we had a great Saturday of SEC games. We got more coming up.
We absolutely certainly did. How were you surprised at the way that the Gamecocks really controlled the second half against Auburn on Saturday, Brent?
Well, kudos to them for being able to do so. Colin Hill was certainly efficient, and Shai Smith, particularly when he catches the ball, is such a weapon. But I'm telling you, this Harris kid has really impressed me. He did against Florida, and you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, and he continues to do it. He's averaging 5 yards a carry, which means that he will get the ball a lot more. Now, look, Mark, we can't overlook the fact that Auburn's struggling, and the reality is Bo Nix, it's almost like he is making plays up in the dirt.
What's going on with him? He was highly touted out of high school. Why are we not – we're seeing a regression. We're not seeing a progression.
I think some of this is despite the reputation that Gus Malzahn has in being the quarterback whisperer, he struggles in developing quarterbacks. Is a lot of what's going on. And Mark, you've seen this now several times. Bo doesn't trust his offensive line. And he gets antsy, his feet start moving, and when he's running, he's okay. But the reality is he's not doing himself any favors. On the last play of the game last week, what he should have done was to phone the ball in the end zone and let Seth Williams try to get it. And I think that's one of the reasons they had the little dust up on the sidelines. I mean, they've got the weapons, and frankly, that they could put Tank Bigsby. I'm curious if you're impressed with him, by the way. Sure. They could put Tank Bigsby in the shotgun and let him be able to move the ball at this point. But Nix, and let's be honest with this, he's a very average quarterback, and in at least four quarterback categories, Mark, he's near the bottom in the SEC.
He certainly is. How did you digest North Carolina's debacle? I actually, Brent, don't believe, maybe it's because they're kids, but I think if something like that had happened at a professional level where you had an entire unit of a team lock up mentally and cease to be able to do their function, their job, at the end of that UNC-Florida State game, Brent, I've never seen anything like that. Not one, not two, but three drops. The last two right in their hands. The fourth and eighth play, there was nobody around that guy. And just right through his hands. Brent, I've never seen anything like that. How is that digested in ACC country?
Well, it certainly has taken a lot of people by surprise. I think what has happened is there's more excitement, if I can say that, for possibly the emergence of FSU getting better than North Carolina even stubbing its toe. So I think people know North Carolina's got some real potential, and give them credit for getting behind and then nearly coming back and win the game. And usually what happens to the FSU is they'll get a big lead and then they'll blow it. But the interesting thing that's happened, Mark, is, and you can imagine, there's some renewed excitement down here right now for FSU. They've won two out of three. Jordan Travis, who is a Louisville transfer, and that's who they played this weekend, has really become the leader of that team. They still have their issues, but they are, and we thought Mike Norvell would do this. He did it at Memphis. They lead the nation in block kicks. They've got five of them. Their defense played better at this point. So at least down here where it plays, I think it's more of an excitement for what FSU was able to do than it was that North Carolina blew the game.
You know, I was looking at your notes, folks, and Brent Beard, if I ever sound smart on the show, which I understand if you say that you're still waiting for the first time that happens. If I ever sound smart, Brent Beard likely deserves a lot of credit because he puts out the most amazing college football notes each and every week. It just shows up right in my inbox. Brent, you had some stats today about the dominance of Clemson, Ohio State, and Ohio State that absolutely blew my mind.
Well, and obviously we have got now the Big Ten joining the fray, but the five stars, and look, at some point people are going to ask, well, who's got the talent? Yeah. Well, Clemson, Ohio State, or two of the teams, Alabama would be in here too, obviously, but Ohio State has 14 of the 20 total five stars on Big Ten rosters. And Clemson has 11 of 15 five-stars on ACC rosters.
Does Florida State have – I wonder if Florida State has the rest. I bet they have at least a couple of those. But 11 out of 15 for the entire conference Clemson has. And Ohio State has 14 out of 20. Why that just – gosh, man. That just absolutely blows my mind.
I think when we see it on paper, we probably knew it in the back of our mind, didn't we, Mark? But when you actually see what they have done, but here's the other thing, is not only, and we can't speak for Ohio State yet, but we can for Clemson, but Mark, they've gone 11-15, and if you broke all those kids down, not only do they have them, they have developed them, which is the other side of the coin.
They have completely developed them. Per 24/7 Sports, Clemson has the fourth best talent in the country. They're far and away the number one team in the country right now as we look forward. So let's chat a little bit about the return of play to the Big Ten. I don't expect Ohio State to lose this weekend, Brent, but I will tell you this. I've been kind of smirking at this very arrogant 26-point line the entire week. I'm not even sure if a team that's had that big of a layoff is going to score 26 points. And Nebraska, year three for Scott Frost, might they be just good enough to have this be a game at halftime, to have this be a game in the third quarter? Or is this a situation where, waiter, I need to have another one?
I think when you haven't played in a length of time, you just don't know what you've got. And, look, I don't care how good you are. And in Ohio State, again, and we just told folks how good the roster is, if they have your – and, again, there's no spring practice and that there is no exhibition game. So, to your point, Mark, if Justin Fields throws a couple of picks and puts it on the ground, anything's possible, is it not? So, and – Mark, can we look forward 1 week and say they need whatever they need to work out, they need to work it out quickly because on Halloween they've got a nice trip to Penn State.
They most certainly do, and I cannot wait to see that. So, Brent, my opinion, perhaps the biggest game the whole weekend on, you know, kind of a way where it seems like the rest of college football is acquiescing to the beginning of the Big Ten football season when you look at the schedule a little bit here. But, you know, Alabama and Tennessee, to me, might be the best game of the weekend. Now, the line on this game is 21 points for Alabama. If it is same old Tennessee, that line is right. If this is a different Tennessee, an improved Tennessee, that took a week off last week, that line is incorrect, and Tennessee would cover that 21-point spread easily. What do you expect to see Saturday, CBS 3:30p?
I think this depends on if Alabama is mentally ready to play. Now, they have that. As a matter of fact, I was at the game against Georgia, and right. I can tell you, that was a tremendous second half for Alabama. And, of course, you know Nick Saban's good about this, isn't he, Mark? I think their feet is probably back on the ground after everyone's told them how great they are. Now, look, but they're not perfect. They've still got their punting is awful. Their kick coverage is struggling. But at the same time, the defense played much better against Georgia. What we don't know about Tennessee is who is a quarterback going to be, and they may play three guys. They may play Garantano, they may play Shrout, and they've got Harrison Bailey, who is a true freshman that everybody wants to see. And as you know, Pruitt, in the middle of the week, fired his defensive line coach, and Jeremy Brumbaugh, who, by the way, played at Keystone Heights right down the road from us here in near Jacksonville. And he's going to be coaching the defensive line. Here's a key thing for this game. If you want a stat for this game, here it is. Tennessee has run the ball well with Eric Gray and their offensive line. If they run the ball and shorten the game, that line may be a whole heck of a lot closer than we think it's going to be, and particularly if Alabama's not ready to play. But, look, Tennessee's got players. And I mean that linebacking Toa Toa is one of the better players who probably could have come to Alabama. So to me, it's the mental aspect of Alabama on how ready they'll be able to play this game.
You watched Georgia. You saw them in person. What odds does Florida have of being able to fix the defense enough to win the Eastern Division? You got to get by Georgia to do it, right? And I would classify Georgia as having an elite defense that, look, Alabama does that to anybody, but an elite defense and a serviceable offense. Florida has an elite offense. They don't have a serviceable defense right now. So how do you size up the battle for the East right now, Brent?
Well, I think it depends on who's going to play quarterback at Georgia. Do they stay with Stetson Bennett with his limitations? I mean, at basically 5'9", I know he's listed 5'11", but he's shorter than that. I mean, Alabama either batted away or tipped 7 passes, and Florida could probably do the same thing. The big question to me is, JT Daniels, the USC transfer, is improving, but his knee is still sore, which limits his mobility. So that's going to be the real question is, will he be able to play in the next game against Kentucky, which would be a physical game? But at the same time, for Florida, boy, they need Kyrie Campbell back, don't they, Mark? At nose guard. If they bring him back, that would allow Zach Carter, who has played well, to go to defensive end. Now, that's Jervin Dexter, who is a freshman defensive tackle, has played well. And they need to play Jaden Hill more because Marco Wilson is struggling in the secondary. So, we can't wait for that game here with so much at stake. Mark, and I know you probably already picked up on this, this is the first time in memory that Georgia and Florida have not had a week off before they played each other.
And that is incredible to me. Brent, I'll tell you what, though. 31 cases, 32 cases for the Florida Gators. Where are we with that right now? Where are we with the recovery? Where are we with the likelihood that the Missouri game is going to be played on Halloween?
Well, they are supposed to be back Monday. Which means they've got some time. They're going through the Zoom process in meeting with the coaches, and they're supposed to do their workouts, obviously individually. And then I'm sure they're used to that. I would worry a lot more about them if this was before the season began, because they played. I think they're in shape, and if they can keep that tone, that they should be okay along that line, and they're hoping that by Monday that they can get back to practicing, at least get some work in before they're able to play again with Missouri, which is an interesting game. But people can criticize Florida, and I get this, but Mark, you already know this. Everything is still in front of them. They have every goal that they want to win the East, to go to Atlanta. If they were to win there, probably against Alabama, they would be in the playoffs. So that they lost a game they should have won against A&M, but this Florida team is still very dangerous, and it is still possible.
Well, Brent, we lost Mark, and by the time we get him back, it'll be time for break. That's one of the things you have to deal with the COVID situation. So, so thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I can't wait, bud. Thanks much. Take care, okay?
Yep. You're listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a hump day edition of the show. Let's get this thing cranked up. Let's make you guys a part of it. 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C, Ryan on Air. And finally, email. You may email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C, Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be a part of what we've got cooking here today. Folks, I would like very, very much to get a definitive answer in this particular segment. I want to get to a definitive answer from you. Here is the question. If the Jets get the number one overall pick in the NFL draft and the ESPN analytics department says there's a 57% chance that happens, what do you do if you're Trevor Lawrence? What do you do? That organization is the biggest dumpster fire that the NFL has ever seen right now. They are, you know, I always give you my NFL GPA, right? The teams that win in the NFL have a high GPA in terms of ownership, general manager, coach, and quarterback. They all have a high GPA. The Jets have the worst GPA. As a matter of fact, the only C grade they get is quarterback, because I think they're ruining Sam Darnold. I actually think that kid's got some potential. I really, really do. So Sam Darnold gets a C. Adam Gase is an F. GM is an F. And ownership is the worst ever. FFFC. I'm not so sure Trevor Lawrence can turn that ship around. I also want to say that I think that there isn't one. I don't think there's one caliber. There's one great quarterback that you can name in the NFL today that would be great if he played for the New York Jets. Patrick Mahomes. We would be looking at Patrick Mahomes completely differently right now. I think a lot of people with Sam Darnold, they look at him and they say, I don't really know what to think because the kid just doesn't have a chance back there. But let's be honest, the court of public opinion doesn't think he's great right now. Let's get to Delvin, who's in Fountain Inn, and he's up first. Delvin, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides. Delvin, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the Trevor Lawrence thing. I was going to talk about college football, but this is a good topic.
Sure, whatever you want.
I think that Trevor Lawrence thing, I think he should, if he stays, like coming out, like you said, I think he should put Eli Manning and say, I don't want to play with the organization. Because think about the talent. Look what's around. They're not supported Sam Darnold with any talent. Sam Darnold would be good. Look what the Rams did for Jared Goff, for example. Everybody thought he was going to be a bust. And what they do, Shane McVay came in there, put players around him, and look at Jared Goff now.
Do you think Trevor Lawrence would have a prima donna label attached to him? And this question is for Delvin and all you guys. Do you think they would attach a prima donna label if Trevor came out and said, I'm not playing for the Jets? I'm not playing. You can have the first pick, but you better be trading the first pick because I ain't going there. You think that's generally a thumbs down, Delvin?
I think you would get a prima donna label like that, but then people say, hey, look, but some people might agree and say, hey, I don't blame them though. Do you have some people bash them, say people now? Do you have some people on the other side of Mark say, well, I don't blame them, not blame them, want to be traded. Look at the organization.
There you go. What did you want to get to on college football today, Delvin?
I agree with you that South Carolina should not be the underdog to LSU. I don't know what Vegas is looking at.
I don't get it. LSU lost to Mississippi State, lost to Missouri, and they don't have their starting quarterback. What am I missing here? What I'm missing is that their name is LSU and your name is South Carolina, and this is the kind of game where, as a fan, you can make a complete and total killing, a complete and total killing on this particular game. Delvin, thanks so much for the call, pal. I do greatly appreciate it. Want to remind you guys, at 5:20, if you would like, I want to open it up to you guys via the text line, via the phone lines, to share anything you want to about your experience with the pandemic this year. If you've had loved ones who have been afflicted and you want to share that, you can. If you want to use a fake name, you can. If you want to share how it's affected your business, you can. If you just want to kind of open up and share kind of what you've been through this year, in 2020, you're more than welcome to do that. I call that pressing the pause button, right? We kind of speed through, and you know, our show's 100 miles an hour, and sometimes I feel like we should press pause and just give a tip of the cap to you guys for everything that you've been through this year and everything that you continue to go through this year. So, If you want to kind of have like, if you want to chime in and share what you've been going through at 5:20, we'll be glad to take your calls, to take your texts, to take all of the above, and kind of just a roundtable discussion format, friends sitting around at a bar having a drink together, but today doing so on the radio. Alonzo, this thing with Trevor Lawrence, what team should Trevor Lawrence want to go to? What team should he want to go to? I want to hear from you guys on this. 71307 on the text line. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. As you look at this, and as this is really starting to heat up, and as Dabo Swinney continues to be asked questions by New York media members day in and day out, and he said this week, Lonzo, that there's really nothing between Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. He loves them both. He thinks they're both amazing players, and he thinks there's a ton of similarities there. Before, he made a little joke with a New York media member about the temperature in New York, and he said, I bet you're not wearing T-shirts up there today, are you? And he said, man, we're getting a lot of love out of New York all of a sudden. And the media member from New York said, Dabba, we've got nothing else. We've got nothing else that's good to talk about here. So the media members in New York, they're all in on the Zoom calls with Dabo Swinney. What team, ladies and gentlemen, should Dabo want to play for? 1-844-477-3776. What did I say?
You said Dabo.
I said Dabo? Darn it. You did. What team should Dabo want to coach in the NFL? What team should Trevor want to play for? Lonzo, take it away.
All right, to me, I mean, you got to look at the teams that are at the bottom right now, including Dallas. And, you know, I don't know if I would have thrown Dallas in there, but if you're – I think he would want to go play for either Dallas or Atlanta. You don't want to play for the Jets. You absolutely do not want to play for the Jets. And Atlanta, they're probably not I know they just won a game, but they're not going to win that many. The Jets probably will have the number one pick, but I still say if you're Trevor, you're hoping that Justin Fields goes first – then you're going to get it.
That's never going to happen.
I will remind you, before the season started, you were saying that Justin Fields would go first.
That literally is never going to happen.
Yeah, but you were saying it then. What changed your mind? Because you were, let's go back to summer before COVID or before all this, you were saying Justin Fields would go first, and then you changed your mind somewhere and never said why. Justin Fields has just as much chance going first as Trevor does.
Okay.
If you got
okay.
to hope.
I have a bone to pick with you, sir. I have a bone to pick with you. Yeah, I have a bone to pick with you because you are guilty of misremembering the same way I was guilty
of misremembering. No, I'm not. I absolutely am not.
Wait a minute. Let me finish.
The skills to go back and find it.
Yeah, what I said was that at that particular time, as an NFL GM, I had not seen enough yet from Trevor to take him number one. Now I have.
All right, why did what you just said, why is that any different than what I said?
You said you said Trevor's not going number one.
No.
I always said Trevor was going to go number one.
No, you did not.
Said that. I said I wouldn't. I said I need to see more before I would take him number one. You are misremembering,
revisionist
sir,
history.
The caliber of Roger Clemens in just front of Congress about steroids.
Just because your name's on the show, you think you can do revisionist history, and it's
go
not
pull it
true.
Up. Go pull it up.
Do you
go
really,
pull it up.
Hey, Mark.
Go
do you really want me to find
100%.
It? 100%. Because let me also remind you that I can make you say anything that I say.
If you're going
to
do that.
I just want to remind
you. Yeah, if that's what you're going to do.
Deny my skill.
Yeah.
Deny my skill. You cannot deny my skill.
Okay, we got a couple texters that are trying to get in, but they're you got to make sure state, S-T-A-T-E, is right so I can see your text on the screen. A texter says, Mark, I think Detroit could be decent for sunshine, possibly Detroit has no sunshine, possibly Atlanta as well, unless you're speaking figuratively, of course. Where should Trevor Lawrence want to go? I said on Twitter, we put a poll up on Twitter, folks, and the poll was, if the Jets get the number one pick, what are you doing if you're Trevor Lawrence? And 60% of you said you'd go back to school. And I hope you Clemson fans weren't just trying to throw my poll, but I know that's what Lonzo thinks that you did. 60% said you'd go back to school if the Jets had the number one overall pick.
If you're a Clemson fan, of course you want him to come back. Why would you not?
Well, I mean, you're supposed to answer the poll honestly.
Isn't that
would you, if you were Trevor,
come
back to school and they all say yes, they would come back to school?
Answer your own poll. Would you? Would you come back?
I'm not coming back to school.
I'm not going back to school. I'm taking that money and going to the Jets and proving that I am the real deal.
But,
and I can bring a winning aura to the Jets. It is possible.
But I am not going to the Jets, Lonzo. And, you know, look, Trevor doesn't strike you as the guy that's going to bitch and moan and make a fuss and say, I'm not going here.
He doesn't strike you as an Eli Manning.
Doesn't strike you as an Eli Manning. He seems like a guy that says, okay, we suck. It's time to fix it. That's the guy. But I'm telling you, there's going to be enough people in his ear that are saying, don't go to the Jets. I think that very, very well could happen. Jets right now, 57% chance of getting the first pick. Jacksonville, 16.7. Giants, 11%. Those are the only three teams with double-digit percentage chance to land Trevor Lawrence. Atlanta, Lonzo's picks, Atlanta has 1.4% chance, and Dallas has 0.7% chance. Now, Dallas has two wins, and Atlanta one. The Jets have zero. The problem is, Lonzo, I don't see where in the hell the Jets are ever going to win a game. I don't see where they're ever going to win a game.
Just keep in mind that near the end of the season and seeding, if seeding doesn't matter, they're playing someone. I haven't looked at their schedule. They're playing someone. It doesn't matter. They don't play any of their starters. Maybe they win then.
Texter says, Lawrence should want to play for the Falcons, but because of his humble character, he will play wherever he's drafted, including the Jets. I hope he doesn't end up there. So says Dave Tyner on the text line. Dave, thanks so much for the text. Another texter says, pull an Eli Manning, make it happen. Guys, if you guys are P1 listeners of this show, okay, and Lonzo, put a cork in it for a second, okay? If you're a P1 listener of the show, I want you guys to break the tie between Lonzo and I right now. Do you guys remember me saying what I swear I said, which was, that Trevor will go number one, but that if I was an NFL GM, I hadn't seen enough yet to take him number one? That's what I said last year, right? I didn't say Trevor's not going number one. I never said Trevor's not going number one. And Lonzo's going to put together a whole clip, which is total farcical nonsense.
All right, I'm taking the cork out now.
Take the cork out of your mouth, son.
You're going to do a complete dissertation. It's going to be an entire segment.
Oh, come on.
You know why I can do that? Because that's what you did. And it won't be that hard to find.
Absolutely not. I challenge you. Challenge you.
Yeah, you challenge all you want. When I find it, it suddenly won't get played. I know how that works.
There is the gauntlet. You see it. Make it happen. Let's see. A texter says, Mark, Washington, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Houston, and Minnesota. Houston. Good gosh, what a nightmare for the Texans, man. How many great Clemson quarterbacks do you need? What would Houston do if they got they'd trade the pick if they got the first overall pick? That's exactly what would happen. All right, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we want your texts, we want your calls, we want your thoughts, but we're going to continue here with Truth Serum. Here on the flip side, on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter says, you are correct, Mark. I specifically remember you saying that he would go number one. But if you were an NFL GM, you needed to see more before that would be the case.
Should I bring up the text line and see if there are other ones that agree with me?
No, there's no other one that agrees with me. They all agree with me.
I shouldn't bring it up.
You keep that text line closed, Lonzo. You keep that text line closed over there, and that's a much better way to be. Another texter says, Tom Brady couldn't bring a winning aura to the Jets. Even Tom Brady couldn't. Let's see. Panda says, if I recall correctly, I remember you saying, Mark, if you had to choose, oh, come on. I choose Fields over Trevor by a small margin for the top pick. Come on.
And I believe you prefaced this with, this is really going to make Clemson fans mad when I say this.
Oh, come on. You guys are just making stuff up right now, man. Just making stuff up. This is ridiculous. Mark, this guy with the names on Twitter, Lonzo, Mark Ryan, it is what it is account, says, Keyshawn said the other morning, the Jets should not take Trevor Lawrence because they need so much more to fix that team. Having Trevor Lawrence alone would not fix the Jets. I may not be a very smart man, but that is not a very smart thing to say. You gotta have the foundational piece. I never understand the whole, you know, the people in sports. If I was a GM, you know what I would do, folks? I'm getting the best player in every deal. That's my rule, okay? I'm never going to do a trade where I'm not getting the best player in the deal. Possible exception might be if I have a veteran another team wants and I get like a second-round pick, and the second-round pick might be better than the veteran that I'm giving away. But my basic principle is I'm always getting the best player in the deal. I'll give you 2-3 players to get back the best player in the deal. That's always my MO. I am a quality over quantity guy. Lonzo, do we have this sound from Keyshawn Johnson?
No, because you said it was from yesterday, and it wasn't, and I can't find it.
I got you.
It wasn't last week either, so it may have been a couple weeks ago. I don't know.
I think it was Monday, but let's get to Jay in Spartanburg, who is up next. Jay, thanks so much for the call, pal. You're offsides, Jay. Go ahead.
I'm going to answer your Trevor Lawrence question a little differently by saying this. If I were Trevor Lawrence's agent, I would want him to go to the Jets because New York is the biggest media market. Have success there, and 5 years from now, you write a monster second contract.
Right, yes, but really the money is going to be made in endorsements in New York, the media capital of the world, right? The question is, I have faith the Giants can turn it around. I don't have faith the Jets can at all. Zero. They have horrible ownership, horrible general manager, horrible coach. How do you get through that? I don't think Jay and Spartanburg, Patrick Mahomes could get through that. What say you?
I agree with you. They are terrifically bad right now. But any team that has the first draft pick is going to be terrifically bad.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. So what is your
manager?
Yeah, what is your guarantee? What is your favorite fit for Trevor if you could pick where he goes?
An honest question, I don't know. Where is he from originally?
Georgia. So the Atlanta Falcons.
Then you got to say the Atlanta Falcons, right? Because then you're the hometown hero.
They better start losing. They better keep losing. Because they won last week. You know, I'll tell you what, Jay, that was the most painful week for sports that Atlanta fans could possibly suffer through. They lost the Georgia game. The Braves lost in seven to the Dodgers. And then the one team they wanted to lose, Atlanta, won. So it was literally the worst possible weekend they could have ever had. And now the Falcons only have the seventh best odds for the number one overall pick. The Jets are at 57.4%. The Falcons are at 1.4%, man. Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable.
It is.
Jay, thanks so much for the call, pal. Great to hear from you here on the show. All right, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, I got an email from a surprising place, and I'm going to share that with you on the flip side here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right. I want to share this email I got with you. This email, if you guys can believe it, came from the actor Seth Rogen's father-in-law. Okay? So I get an email yesterday from the actor Seth Rogen's father-in-law. He's married to my next-door neighbor in Lakeland, Florida, Lauren Miller. And here we go. Just checking in with you lovers of the QB gods, the email sent to my father and I. Right. The latest, well, maybe not anymore, is Joe Burrow. Let me start out by saying that as QB gods go, I personally rank Burrow as one of the better prospects. But of course, you both know my theory that it matters relatively little how good the QB skills are in the NFL, as any athlete that makes it as a QB in the NFL is pretty damn good. Therefore, as I have pointed out before, a QB estimated initially with lesser skills, Tom Brady, which Lonzo loves, will achieve greater success with a team backed by a superior system than a QB with, estimated initially, with greater skills, Johnny Manziel, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, will achieve less with a team with a subpar team behind us. That brings us to Burrow. I know it's early. Like I said before, I do think Burrow has greater potential than most, but he is playing for the Bengals. You QB god lovers think that Burrow would transform the Bengals. I'll grant that they have won one game out of five, slightly better than last year, but is Burrow's impact really better than his predecessor, Andy Dalton? In 2019, Dalton experienced a pass completion percentage of 59.5%, QB rating of 72.6, typical for Dalton. Anyway, I'll finish this email. I just get a kick out of this, man. It is so weird. I don't know if you guys have like a regular tie-in, like 1 degree to massive celebrity, but it's just the weirdest thing, and I always love it when I get an email from Hollywood in California. All right. Top five at five, and we'll finish this email next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.